What's up, you guys? Welcome back to Girl Scene. It's Blake and Madison.
Yo.
You know, Gavin Newsom decided last minute, you know, last weekend to just be like, yo, everything's open again. Hey, thanks, dude. You know,
already coming in hot.
Already coming in hot. You really did me a solid, Newsom. You know why? Because first thing we did when bars were open, just on the outside, Madison and I were like, yo, we're going to go to the Abbey, our local gay bar in West Hollywood. Listen to what happens, right?
Yeah.
We're sitting there for about 10 minutes. We ordered our beers. We ordered our french fries. Mm-hmm. Side of ranch, side of ketchup, peacefully sitting there.
Yeah.
Great, having a great night. Mm-hmm. In walks in girl number one that I've gone on a date with.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage Blake's first date.
My very first date that I've ever, ever hung out with in LA shows up, walks in behind me. I wasn't aware. Madison texted me under the table. Didn't see it.
Didn't see it.
5 minutes later, we have, ding, 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 girl number two.
Ladies and gentlemen, here she comes. She's strutting. She's working. Girl number two. Blake said, yo, come over too.
Exactly. And then what do we have? Uh-oh. 5 minutes later, you guessed it. Girl number three walks in.
Yeah. Yeah.
That I, of course, texted to come over to my house to go on a little COVID date, right? What are the odds that three out of the four girls sitting at the table, mind you, they're all together. They're all at the same fucking table.
Remember back in that episode when you were like, you guys have all just casually gone down on each other and now you're all at the beach? Yeah. Like, literally, now we're all of us, we're all at the Abbey.
We're all at the beach together. Yeah. Right? Of course, we look over, right? The one second I look over and they're like, two out of the three girls that I've gone on a date with, they're kissing each other, bro. They're kissing each other. Of course, they are kissing each other. Yeah. I'm not surprised. Of course not. But it's just like, this is how this shit goes down. Yeah. So then I look over to the girl I'm dating and I say, I truly don't know what I can do in this situation other than...
When this happened, I got up and went to the bathroom.
Yeah. Yeah. Madison was like, peace out. You guys enjoy this. Enjoy the conversation that you're about to have about the fact that the girl sitting directly next to you that you've been dating for the last 4 months is directly across from three girls that she's gone on dates with.
I was like, let me take this to the bathroom. Let me remove myself.
Madison's like, go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
Like, thank you. Right? Nothing bad to say about them. Cool girls, just didn't work out. And then I'm looking at Madison and the girl I'm dating and I'm laughing and I'm thinking, maybe I should have pumped the brakes just a little bit. Sure. If I had known last summer that we would be sitting at a gay bar in LA a year later, almost a year later, if I had known that I would be sitting at a table and the odds of that were just so, I mean, maybe they're not odd. Maybe I'm realizing that I thought it was odd, but it's not fucking odd at all.
Yeah.
If I knew that that would happen, maybe I would pump the brakes just a little bit and have someone say to me, hey, guess what, Blake? You're going to meet everyone in due time. You don't need to text every single bitch to come over.
Weekend back to back to
back. It doesn't need to be two girls a weekend. It doesn't need to be every single weekend new girls coming over. Yeah. Maybe if someone had said to me, hey, actually, you know what? A friend did say this to me and I ignored her because I have zero patience. Like, my patience level is negative 16.
Literally, I walked in the door tonight. I had to make a macaroni and cheese. So, like, I need a minute to, like, make the macaroni and cheese. She's like, so are we ready? Should we go? You ready to go? And I was like, I need a minute.
That's me, right? So we're going to talk about, obviously, nudes, the nudes to send. And honestly, I don't think they – I'm thinking back about the nudes I used to send when I was straight back like 4 days ago and the nudes that I send currently. And the nudes I send currently are definitely different to gay girls than they are than the nudes I sent to straight men.
Tell me how.
Okay, so the nudes that I would send to straight guys would be more like more lacy underwear type situations and
so like dressed up.
I wouldn't say like fully dressed up, but like more of like a lingerie moment.
Okay.
Like, I would have, like, fucking, it's so embarrassing. I would have, like, acrylic nails. And, like, they thought that was hot.
A French tip moment?
No. Okay. Don't put me on that level.
Bitch, you're sending nudes to men, so I don't know what the fuck you're doing.
Have you ever seen me with French tip acrylics? You've seen me with sparkly ones.
I have not. You're right.
You've seen me with sparkly ones.
Sparkly is not that far off.
I know, you're right. quick side note. I had sparkly, sparkly acrylics ones. And the guy that I was like super down for, he goes, "You look like you're an 18-year-old going to prom." And I was like, "Ooh, that fucking hurt." Cause I was like, "Bitch, I got these for you." I didn't say that to him, but the fact that he called me out that hard and he was that accurate, like he's so right. I mean, of course, kept him because, you know, acrylics can't get him off. Anyway, the acrylic days are over, obviously, because I was told by the gays that we need to cut our nails short.
Yeah, true. Okay, so what do your gay nudes look like now?
Okay, so my gay nudes are a little bit different, right? Mm. So I have really changed my undergarments to something more along the line of like my lacy days have turned into like more of a Calvin Klein moment, more of a Calvin Klein like thong or like a little booty short Calvin Klein, black, gray, or white.
Oh, they really got
they're really like they're really neutral colors.
Those TikTok lesbians really got you.
Oh, they're teaching me the ways. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, and then also a little matching set of like the little Calvin Klein bra.
Oh, you're doing like a full set action?
Oh yeah, full set.
I don't have a set of.
You should get a set.
Anything.
And not only that, you guys, I'm also throwing in the high socks with my little bra and panties.
Oh wow, you're like really. This is a full like costume moment.
Yeah. So like the position, right? The position I'm in normally is I'm laying in bed. I sent this the other day, and like I'm laying on my bed, right? My legs are up against the wall with my feet crossed with my high socks on, and I'm doing like an angle from like above my head down, like so you can see like my body and my legs like up against the wall, but it's kind of like a side profile. So you can see like the side tit. This is like, I would say this is like a PG version because I'm not really trying to send full vag photos unless I'm like dating you for real, for real.
Got it.
Cause like, don't really want to have like my full vagina out for the public.
Sure. Sorry, not to cut you off, but no, just
go off.
My quick story, anecdotal. Yeah. Someone last night sent it to this girl who like we matched with on Hinge. She was cool, whatever.
And hold on. You sent her a nude like the first night? Like you guys were talking on Hinge for one night and you sent a nude?
No, I mean, it's been like 2 or 3, maybe, but.
Nice. Your nudes are definitely getting leaked. Definitely exactly. Getting leaked.
Okay, so I sent it to her, and literally the text that I sent her, I was like, there's so many pieces of this that are entirely incriminating that this will be me, which I will regret at a future time, but here you go. I have tattoos. I wear the exact same. I don't ever change my earrings. I wear these same necklaces. I was like, there's literally 17 different pieces of like, hey, this is Madison.
Yeah.
That like. Yeah, I'm going to regret. I know it. I already know it. As soon as I hit send, I was like, bad choice, you know?
Hey, if you think you might regret it, probably don't send.
Yeah, that's a full send. That's the time to send it the most. That's exactly when you should send it.
So, yeah, that's how my nudes have like changed. I guess I would say like my clothing. Because I don't think like... Obviously, like, bare nudes are hot.
Okay.
Like, when I, like, if I get one, I think it's hot.
Yeah.
But I think it's almost hotter to have a nude where you have some clothing on.
Oh, totally.
Because it's kind of, like, it's more, it's just, like, sexier.
Yeah.
Why
yeah.
is that? Why is that, like, hotter? I don't know why.
Well, I think it, like, leaves...
Like, mystery.
Yeah. It leaves, like, something to the imagination.
Yeah.
You know? Plus, it's also, like... I don't know, like you, like there's still a little bit more to go. Do you know what I mean? If somebody sends me just like full straight on, I'm like, oh, well, got it all.
A super hot, this isn't like super nudie, but it's a super hot photo is a girl wearing a like a white tank top or like a really like a thin shirt or like just like super basic underwear. So fucking hot. So fucking hot.
Hey, King Princess.
Oh.
Hit us up.
No. Hit me up.
Okay, no. You're not allowed. You're not allowed.
No.
I've been gayer longer than you. You're not allowed. You're not allowed. No. End of story. End of fucking story. End of fucking story.
So, explain, Madison, the nude that you just sent last night. Like, what were you doing in the photo? What were you wearing? Okay. Tell them.
Okay, so... Purchased this headboard for this reason. Mm. I have a headboard and it's just a mirror.
Fire. Yeah, honestly, nice. I'm not even going to hate on that. Flames. Absolute flames. 15.
Yeah. 100%. 100%. Okay. So I'm laying facing towards my mirror. So I'm on my stomach, right? And then I have my pillows like arranged in a way where like I'm not wearing a shirt, mm-hmm. but like my pillows are like covering my boobs, you know, mm-hmm. but like you get a peek, you get like, mm-hmm. you get a taste, mm-hmm. you know what mm-hmm. I mean? Mm-hmm.
Oh, so it's like a half titty shot.
Yeah.
Oh, got you. Okay.
Like, again, it's like the insinuation.
Oh,
that, like,
I see. Okay. So it's like, you're kind of like, your pillow is covering like half your tit.
Yeah.
And it's like a selfie in the mirror.
Yeah.
Got you. Okay. That's there you hot. Go. That's hot. There you okay. go. There was one of my girlfriends.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding you. I think we were like, how old were we? I think we were 16.
Okay.
And she was laughing at me because she was like, my boyfriend wants me to send him nudes. And I was like, bitch, I got you. Like, literally, I was like,
you jumped in.
I literally jumped in. I was like, put this underwear on, do this angle, put your hand here, like, take your bra off, yeah. lay like this, put your leg up like this.
Yeah.
And like, literally, he was freaking the fuck out. Yeah. And I was just laughing so hard. And then he finally writes, who took these?
No, that's amazing.
And bro, this is during the days, like, aging ourselves here, myself. Is like when we didn't have like self timer yet. So like I think she made up some shit.
Jumping in front of the camera.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think she made up some shit. I don't even know what she yeah. said back because we didn't even think about it. Like we were
oh,
like,
oh, I see. Like she's obviously not taking the photos. So he's like, how are these
yeah,
photos?
Yeah,
he's
yeah. Like, so it. He writes, who took these? Dot dot dot. And that's all I remember. And I literally was like, oh fuck. Like what are we gonna say?
Because, of course you're like freaking out versus now. We're like, what a dork. Who fucking cares?
Well,
like,
I know. I mean, we were like children.
Yeah, yeah.
But it was just like funny because yeah. I was like, now we could just say it's self-timer, right?
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Here's another fire thing with the nude that I think is super hot,
okay.
right? I mean, this is something about a nude, not necessarily what they're doing in the picture, but I did get this nude one time or like this picture and I thought it was super hot. A live photo.
Oh.
Because if you like press your finger down on the yeah. live photo, I'm sure you guys know this, but if you click your finger down on a live photo, you can see it like in action for like yeah. 2 or 3 seconds.
She's a director and she also works at the Genius Bar.
This is the only technology I'll ever know. Like, truly. By the way, we're still on my iPhone doing our recordings. We're still working on getting microphones. So if we sound like dick, like, I'm sorry.
Yep.
So she sent me a nude where she's like, you know, like fingering herself.
Oh.
But you could see her hand for like a couple seconds.
Wait, she sent that to you in a photo?
Yes.
Interesting.
Yes. But you could see her hand for like 2 seconds, sure. like yeah. going in and out.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I was like, holy fuck. Like that's so yeah. hot. Because
okay. Do you like videos?
Yeah, but I understand that people don't want to send videos. Mm. You know what I mean? Mm. So if you want to send like a live video, because the video is like way more pressure than sending just a photo. So if you are going to send a photo, like you could, if it's a live photo, it's just hotter because you can see it for 2 seconds and that's better than just like a still photo.
Yeah. I don't think a nude necessarily constitutes being naked.
Yeah,
you
I agree.
Really
I
have to like be naked.
You can still send the hottest picture
yeah.
and you can still be like, low-key fully clothed.
Yeah, 100%.
You know, like, you can still have underwear on, you can still have a shirt on,
yeah.
and, like, just be looking bomb, yeah. and, like, that will, I mean, I think that turns me on even more than if full nude photo would.
Yeah, I think I like a full, like, standing in, like, a full-length mirror, mm-hmm. you know? And yeah, honestly, I like to have like a t-shirt on and just like underwear. Mm-hmm. Like it doesn't need to be like full frontal. It doesn't mm-hmm. need to be like, you know, Girls Gone Wild moment. Mm-hmm. But yeah, if you know how to like, well, it's also too, here's the thing about nudes too. I mean, this is like photos in general, but like you really have to know like your angle.
Your angles,
you
bro.
Really have to know how to make this look like that.
Fully agree.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's tough.
Yeah. And also the thing with like the angles and like the live photo too, which I think is hot, is that it also proves that you didn't edit the photo.
True.
Because if you have a live photo, you can't edit a live photo.
Have you ever edited a nude? Or would you in the future?
I don't think I've ever edited a nude. No, I don't think I've ever edited a nude. Yeah. I've cropped one. Cause one time I sent one where there was like laundry like next to me.
Oh.
And I was like, eh, so I cropped that out. But like, no, I've
sure
never
they
edited.
Know that you're not like messy.
Yeah. Yeah. So I edited like my like messy ass room out, but like I didn't edit my
Got
body.
You. Got you.
So yeah. And it was still live. You can still crop a live photo. You can't, yeah, you can crop one, but you can't like change and like, you can't like face tune the fuck out of like your live photo. Yeah. So like, I think that's hot too, because it's just proving that like, that's really you, which is also hotter. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. I'd rather have a live photo of like, and see like a little bit more like jiggle than see like, you know, like a still photo with like a fucking face tune up the ass. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah.
If I receive a sepia tone nude,
bro. Absolutely not.
Returning to sender.
Yeah, absolutely. And the other thing with that too is like another hot tip that I think is hot that I've received and also done, which people have given me like props on, is when you, so I'm so dorky, is props on. Okay.
Okay, go off.
Props, Blake, for doing this. Props, Blake, for sending this kind of nude, you know?
Dude, hell yeah.
Hell yeah, bro. Is when your hair is wet and like you don't have makeup on. Ugh. Like you just came out of the shower.
Yeah.
It's like the more natural, the better.
Oh my God. A good in
so
the towel.
So fucking hot. In oh my God. Yes. So the other day, this happened to me literally last week, right? Okay. I'm laying in bed, right?
Yeah.
And I'm like sexting with this girl. Yeah. And she's like, are you dressed yet? And I said, oh no, she goes, send me a picture of what you're wearing. And then I said, you want a pic or like a pic, something like that. And then she was like, and then she goes, both, LOL. And so I was like, fuck, right?
Yeah.
Cause then I'm thinking, okay, I can go back into my camera roll and send.
Do you send previously taken photos?
Listen to how fucked I was during the situation, right? Okay. So I go, okay, I can do one of two things right now. I can send her a quick photo right now that I've had in my camera roll for this exact reason, so that I don't have to take a 45-minute detour when I want to send a picture. Mm-hmm. Or I can sit here and try and take a hot photo specifically for her or whatever. But the problem was that it was fucking daytime. And she sent me this text. Or no, she sent me this text during the day.
Yeah.
And these pictures were very obviously at night because my room, and my room was dark, and like the flash was on me, and it was just like obvious that my room is dark.
Yeah.
So I was like, fuck, like if I send this right now, she's going to be like, you sent this before. Yeah. And like that.
You'd be like, what?
Yeah.
Like,
and that absolutely kills the vibe because it's like, okay, awkward. If I got a nude where I knew it was from like a different time, I'm like, okay, this makes it so not hot because 100%. You already sent this to someone else. And
I'm dry right up.
Yeah. So I'm just thinking like, fuck, like I can't do that. Yeah. So I fucking take 30-minute detour to get all these good photos. I finally send them. By that point, she's probably like, okay, bro, I'm already over it. Like, I literally already used my fucking vibrator. Yeah, I'm over it. But I mean, I ended up making it work, I think. I don't know. But yeah, so that's the thing, is like having pictures in your camera roll that like you have ready to go and like send. And not necessarily that you're going to send them to like everyone and anyone, but like you, in this event, in this, you know, scenario, you do have something to send.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. I for sure have ones like in my favorites. I'm like, here we go. These are locked and loaded, you know? Mm-hmm. But no, I agree 100%. If it's like in the moment, you can't like really get away with that. Because it's just like, it's not the same, you know? But
it's hot when it's in the moment.
Yeah, totally. Totally, totally, totally. Yeah.
Yeah. So, and also it's also hot, like if you're like in your bed or in your bathroom, if it's like a professional nude photo, like don't send.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. It's like, if you took like a picture, like a boudoir photo shoot with like your third ex-boyfriend and you send one of those, it's like, and it has like a timestamp on the bottom with like the little logo of like the boudoir photo shoot. Like maybe don't send that. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Probably don't.
Yeah. And just like, I wouldn't have like I said, with the messy ass room shit, like it's, you're like, you have messy rooms, whatever, like people understand you are a human being, but like if there's like fucking like toilet paper hanging out everywhere and there's fucking like tampons on the floor, like clean your shit up, you know what I mean? You don't want someone to be looking at your nude and then like look in the background and there's like literally like dog piss behind you. Like, you like, it's just not the vibe, you know what I mean? Like, you want to
definitely
not you know what I mean?
Has that ever happened? Have you ever like seen shit in somebody's like background where you're like,
that I didn't like?
Also, do you like, when you get a picture, do you like look at literally every single part? Because when I get a picture sometimes, and if there is anything in the background, I'm like, oh fuck, hell yeah.
Oh, bitch, I look at everything. Okay. Yeah, I look at everything. I literally am zooming in on that bitch like for 30 minutes. Right? Yeah, for sure. I'm looking at the background.
Yeah.
So the sexting thing, right? Mm-hmm. Because obviously we're not sending nudes immediately. We're not just like, hey, sending a nude real quick, right? Yeah. So it's kind of like, how do we lead up to the actual picture is through sexting.
Got it.
So, I mean, how do you get to that point where you ask for a nude without it being like awkward?
Yeah.
And how do you send one without it being too premature?
Well, I mean, I don't ever really ask. Like, either I...
Cool flex.
That was such an asshole thing to say. Oh, my God.
I never ask for the titties. They just send them.
They just arrive in my inbox, baby.
Oh, fuck off.
I know. That's not what I meant at all. I just mean I don't ask. Like, right. Either it's sent to me or I'll send first and, like, whatever happens, mm-hmm. happens, you mm-hmm. know? There's always a lead up to a point where, like... But plus also, too, sometimes I feel like... I mean, I want nudes, but sometimes I feel like, too, if I'm at that point, then, like... I just want to fuck. You know what I mean? So, like, yeah. Why don't
Yeah, but doesn't
we?
Sexting kind of... I think sexting kind of leads... I mean, obviously leads to fucking eventually. Mm-hmm. Like, I think if you're just sexting someone... If the basis of your relationship... Because I've had hookups like this where, like, the basis of your texting relationship is, like, you are just sexting a lot. Yeah. And then when you see each other, you have sex. But sexting is so important to that lead up, I think. Because it just gives someone, like, obviously something to think about. Leaves more to the imagination and, like, all that or whatever, you know? Yeah. And I would say, like... There have been times where I've been talking to a girl and I have been like, how do I make this go from a dull conversation to a really hot one?
Yeah, I feel you. Yeah, it's all just in about how you like say it, I guess. Like, cause I'm thinking of one time, like it was like later-ish at night, you know, and I was talking to this girl. And she was like, you know, what are you doing? Or like, what are you doing? Like, how's
the night? Such an easy one.
Yeah. And I said, like, I'm thinking about you. Like,
I was just
thinking
gonna say that.
About mm-hmm. you know? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then it just takes off from there.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. And then, like, one time, and then this other girl I was texting about sexting once, she said something like, how's the weather? Like some bullshit thing like that, like joking around because we were sexting. And then like I think she was testing the water to see if it was too premature to have the conversation. She was, so she was 100%. Awkwardly, way trying to change the conversation to what's the weather. Like, you know, when people say that, it's kind of like, okay, let's change the subject.
Right.
And then I was like, no, it's not too premature. Like, let's fucking do this. Yeah. Right. So I write back. I'm like, it's really hot and wet out here.
Barfing.
I know. And then she got, and then she wrote back, like, she wrote like, holy fuck or something like that. And then she said like, yeah, like something, or she wrote something, I can't remember what she wrote. And then I was like, yeah, I'm up north now and it's really fucking hot here. And like just some shit like that, you know?
Yeah.
And then like, obviously that leads to like pictures and like you guys having sex and like whatever.
Yeah.
But like you just have to know how to like alter or change the direction of the conversation.
Yeah.
And it doesn't have to be something so aggressive. It can just be like the slightest thing.
Yeah.
And like, it just changes the mood.
Yeah.
Oh, here's another thing. Sorry, not to cut you off.
No, you're good.
Is that if you get a nude, right?
Yeah.
And like someone, cause I sent two pictures to this girl the other day.
Once again, coming in too hot.
I know. Cause I was like, not sure which one she's going to like. So I'll send two. She only talked about one of them. And I was like,
were they like very different?
They were pretty different. Okay. Yeah. So one was I was laying on the bed on my bed, like on my side. And I took a picture, like a selfie, because I have two like mirrors in my room. So I took like the mirror selfie, like from the side. And I was in my underwear and bra. So you could see like just like the side of me.
Okay.
Like laying down. So I sent that one. And then I also sent the one with my like legs up and like the high up angle.
Yeah.
And she was talking about that one a lot. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, so she only really liked that one.
Yeah.
And so I was just thinking like, okay, it made me feel a little bit, I mean, you could do this to fuck with someone if you really want. Like, I wouldn't advise this because like it sucks, but like, I would just always acknowledge any picture that someone sends. Like, cause it's just like, I kind of was like, fuck, like, did she not like this one? Like, yeah. I'm 15, I know. But, like, I still would like some. I just vulnerably put myself out there.
Yeah,
so it would be nice to hear that, like, yeah, you like both of them. Maybe you like one more.
Yeah.
But she was just going off about one of them. Yeah. So it was like, all right, bet. Like, definitely, like, not sending this one again.
Got it. You're looking for a full Yelp review of every photo that
sent. If you're going to send a fucking nude photo, you want to hear that, like, you're the hottest bitch alive.
Yeah.
Because if you don't get that back, you're kind of like... ooh, like, yeah, that kind of just, like, killed me a little bit. Right. You know?
You're
like,
oh, fuck, why did I do that?
Yeah, I mean, if you are trying to fuck with a girl who thinks she's just a little bit too cocky and you're like, hey, you're not that hot, don't respond for an hour and just heart it. Just heart the photo, truly. Or just do a thumbs up. Thumbs up would really fucking sting.
Thumbs up.
That would sting.
Damn. The question mark?
No! The ha-ha. The ha-ha. Could you imagine? Could you fucking imagine? You send a fire nude that you spent 45 minutes on.
I'm fucking crying.
And an hour later, you get the ha-ha bubble.
Okay, if you get a nude and you do the ha-ha bubble and you screenshot it and send it to me, I swear to God, I'll send you like $100. Like, I'm not kidding. I would fucking die.
Die. If your ex hits you up, that just totally fucked you over. She sends you a nude, hit him with the ha-ha bubble. All right, you guys, send us your nudes. Not your actual nudes. I mean, if you want, go off. But send us, like, what you're doing your nudes. Give us tips on them, because clearly the girl I sent the other day, she liked one of them. Yeah. Didn't love the other one so much, so cool. And your sexting moments. Give us some sexting tips.
Yeah, please. I would love to hear the stories that you're painting.
Yeah, truly. All right, you guys. We'll see you on the next one.
Make sure to
like, subscribe.
Rate, review, subscribe.
I don't know what any of those things mean.
Okay. Really quickly. We have nothing but 5-star reviews. No brag. But we have all 5-star reviews. And then there's 1 3-star review. And I was sitting on my phone. And I was like, oh, bro, who gave us a 3-star review?
We're sitting next to each other. And she looks in. She goes, who gave us a 3-star review? Like, what the fuck? And I'm dead silent. And I look over and I'm like, oh, fuck, bro. I think that was me.
First of all, how do you think it was you? Second of all, why? Third of all, this is our podcast.
Bro, it was a full accident. I don't know technology to save my fucking life, okay?
Hence, all you have to do is press it.
I pressed 3 by accident, and then I was like, thank you for your submission. And I was like, fuck, how do I take this back? Okay, so yes, the 3-star review is from one of your very own co-hosts of Girl Scene.
She's trying to bring us down from the jump.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just trying to humble us a little bit. Yeah, you know what I mean? True. So yes, please give us 5 stars to balance out the 3-star that your very own co-host gave to our fucking podcast.
Please, because now we're at a 4.9 instead of a 5.0, really fucking kills. But, you know.
So subscribe, share with your friends, follow us on Instagram. We made a Girl Scene Pod Instagram, if you want to follow that one. Yeah. I basically just roast Madison the whole time. Yeah. Blake underscore Aaron underscore on Instagram. Mm-hmm. Madison's, I would say too long changes. Like I usually do, but ladies and gentlemen, this bitch, Madison the Stallion, is no longer. She has changed her fucking Instagram handle after I have been begging her for however long we've been doing this podcast. Yeah. So please, Madison, give them your new Instagram handle that they will actually find on the gram.
Okay, really quickly, moment of silence.
Bro, tell me your fucking Instagram.
It's just Madison Howe now.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Because her last name's Howard.
Yeah.
Madison Howe.
Yeah.
And Blake underscore Aaron underscore.
Yep.
Girl Scene Pod.
We've been wrapping up this podcast for like 5.5 minutes.
Yeah, cool. All right. We'll see you guys on the next one.
Bye. See ya.